are listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you're having a beautiful, fantastic Wednesday morning. It is 9:06 here in the studio, and I have with me Compass Solar. It's a pleasure having you guys back. It is Michael Bourgeois, Ryan Rickles, and Zach Gilbert with Compass Solar. That's compasssolar.com. That's three S's. compasssolar.com, 439-0035. If you would like to join in this conversation, ask us your solar questions. It's 437-1620. That's 437-1620. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Very well. Thank you.
Good. It's so good to have you back.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure. So let's talk about what we're going to do. We know we're talking about solar.
We are talking about solar.
Anything specific that you thought about since last time I talked to you?
I'll tell you, over the weekend, or just recently, Zach over here, he saved a client from making a big mistake going with a different solar company that was offering, I would say, inferior equipment is the nicest way to put it, and was just not transparent about the performance of the system. Zach, why don't you tell the story about how you saved this person from making a huge financial mistake. So he was actually, I'm taking over. I think Zach's microphone's got
issue there. Yep, so. It wouldn't let me click it over. Okay.
All right.
Back at you.
So I was talking with this guy. He was looking at going solar and still is, but of course he's kind of looking at us now. And, you know, when he reached out to me, he said, you know, I'm just not sure. I want you to take a second look at this. And so what we found was the panels that they were using were extremely inferior, very flimsy on the frame, very easily breakable. The inverters were inverters that I'd never heard of before. And, you know, there was a tremendous amount of tree shading that was not addressed with this customer. And I told him, I said, man, you know, that tree has to go. If that tree's not going to be, you know, cut down, it's not worth it for you, you know.
And where was the tree in relation to this?
So it was actually hanging right over the south side of the roof. So
right where the panels were going to go?
Right where the panels were going to go. And it was hanging over half of the house. It was one of those large oak trees. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it was shading 60, 70% of the entire roof of the home. And I told him, I said, you know, here's the layout, but if we don't get this tree taken care of, it's not going to be worth it for you. And I would highly suggest don't do it at all unless you're prepared to take down this tree. And he told me, he said, man, I really appreciate it. He said, you know, that's something, you know, they assured me it was going to be okay, that, you know, it was going to work just fine, that we were still going to get some sunlight. And I told him, I said, if you don't get sunlight all day long on these panels, it's not going to work and it's not going to be worth it for you to spend that money. And so, you know, he's talking with some tree companies now looking at having the tree cut down. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was just one of those things where you see things like that all the time. You'll pass by a house where there's a huge oak tree hanging over the roof, panels on top of it, or mm-hmm. north facing panels for that matter, that will never garner sunlight. And so, you know, we see that a lot, and companies just kind of sweeping under the rug and give these people their assurance. But you know, our goal is always to see it work the way that it should.
Okay, so public service announcement would be that solar panels need direct sunlight to produce.
Really?
Massive,
are you sure?
Massive shade from tree coverage. From, you know, it just, shade has a huge impact on production for solar panels. So, you know, yeah, if you're considering going solar, consider the shade factors. And we have software that will actually show you where the sun really hits and where the shade hits throughout the day. And we're very thorough with this. So we could tell you almost within the, you know, almost within the kilowatt hour of how much electricity your solar panels will produce. And we'll give you an honest assessment. What a lot of companies do is they don't consider the shade factor and they'll create a proposal based on no shade. And that's just not the way to do it. That's not the honest and way to do it. So apparently that's what was happening with this person.
Definitely.
They were giving him an offset without considering that there's a gigantic tree hanging over his house blocking all the sunlight from hitting 60 or 70% of his array.
Absolutely.
If you're just now tuning in, this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Compass Solar, Michael Bourgeois, Brian Rickles, and Zach Gilbert. That's compasssolar.com, three S's. The phone number is 439-0035. Brian, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So when they had a lot of people text in yesterday, and I actually had a question when y'all left. So I wrote it down. It says, how does Compass Solar handle it when a hurricane comes through and panels need to be taken down for roof repair? I had a friend who had to wait months to get his taken off before he could get his roof fixed, then wait another month to get the panels put back on.
Yep. That's understandable. You know, what happens typically is when a hurricane hits, you know, everyone gets flooded with new roofs. And so for the customer to keep their warranty intact, they do need to contact Compass Solar so that we can come out there. Our goal is to come out there, you know, usually the week before. They're going to set up with their roofing company when they want their roof taken, you know, to be mm-hmm. replaced. So we try to come out the week before and take it all the equipment down, put it off to the side. And then hopefully not long after that, once the roof is completed, we try to come back out there and get it back up as soon as possible, because we know that the whole time it's down, they're not making power. So mm-hmm. we try to be as accommodating as possible to being in a very tight timeline with the roof and our panels coming down and going back up. But you know, as anybody, when a hurricane hits, you know, everyone's getting a new roof. So there is a lot of business
yeah.
out there. So that it becomes, mm-hmm. it is a difficult task to coordinate, but we try to do our best to be as close to the roofing company before and afterwards.
Perfect. Awesome.
And I could speak to that some too. When Hurricane Sally hit, we didn't just get calls from our own customers back in 2019. We got calls from almost every person that had gone solar. That's who was calling us. There were very few companies in town that were willing to service people after they installed the system. And that is a huge problem. And so we service whoever. Anybody that calls us that needs help, we're going to help them. So we got just inundated with requests to remove and reinstall systems to the point where it completely overwhelmed our installation department and our service department. So it's very possible that the question that came in was about us. You know, I mean, that's very possible, because it was taking us, you know, way longer than we had ever expected. We didn't anticipate that, mm-hmm. you know, we would receive thousands, literally thousands and thousands of calls within a 2 or 3 month period to remove and reinstall solar panels
mm-hmm.
from all these people that we didn't originally install. We had no idea that these companies would not service after the fact. So that's how we learned that there's a huge need for service after the fact. We always serviced our own customers, always. And that's part of, you know, the advantage of going with Compass. But we had no idea that the community was going to need us so badly after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is there's a lot of variables. So we may go take a system down, and then the roofer might not be able to get the roof replaced for a couple of months. Or, you know, it may be 3 months before the roofer can get the shingles. And so that's not really yeah. within our control. So that sometimes is a very long process in itself. And then a reinstall, I mean, it's a brand new install. And so a lot of times those things, they take weeks to coordinate and to get on the schedule. So it's not a quick process. A removal and a reinstall is a very in-depth process. And just what Brian was touching on, if you have solar panels and there's a big storm that comes through, you've got to get those that system inspected. If there's a Category 3 hurricane that comes through, just because your roof isn't leaking doesn't mean that no damage was done. So you do need to give your installer a call or give us a call and just have that system inspected, because it's really possible that there's been some damage that just hasn't shown itself yet.
Right.
And so to keep that warranty intact, you've got to stay on top of that type of thing.
And also, I mean, we all know during those kind of times, everything is backed up.
Mm-hmm.
The gas line is backed up to get gas, the food. So, I mean, honestly, that's just how it is in general when hurricanes come, I believe.
Yeah, all bets Absolutely. Are off after a storm. You know,
yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. When it comes to storm damage that you're not aware of, so here's what's happened is people did not get their systems inspected and because there was no visible damage and there was mm-hmm. no immediate leaking or anything like that. But fast forward a couple of years and they have to get their roof replaced anyway, And so, you know, we've done a couple of removals where we have found that there was just a couple of spots that got knocked loose a little bit, and it was enough for water to creep in and do a little bit of damage to the wood. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to retroactively go back and help that customer collect more money from insurance because of storm damage. So they were going to get no help replacing their roof, and then they were able to make an insurance claim to get help replacing that roof from storm damage. So get the system inspected, and you'd be surprised what you might find and what kind of help you could get from insurance.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think just a little patience and it's just difficult. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Compass Solar. That's compasssolar.com. Like I like to say, three S's. Don't forget that compasssolar.com, 439-0035. Some great things about them I know already is they service not only their solar, but anyone else's as well. So if you have it, if maybe you got it, they're out of town, you can't get someone to come, call them up. They are going to service any solar panels that you have on there. So that's really good. They have great warranties, and they've been around for a really long time.
25 years.
They have a lot of experience. So if you want to join in this conversation, which I have a couple people joining in, it's 437-1620. Let's see. Jimbo would like to know, can you discuss what obstacles you encounter with insurance companies? Will they accept or allow solar panels? Can they cancel policies after panels are installed? Other obstacles?
That's a good question. Funny enough, I actually had a customer this morning. I had emailed a client I've been working with for the past year. He has not gone solar yet, but his interest has peaked again. Reached out to him yesterday afternoon by an email to ask him if he had reached out to his insurance, and his insurance will not cover it. But he came back to me this morning because I have a list of insurance agents who can help him to get solar. But his main concern was his neighbor who had gone solar, and the other company he used did not inform him that he needed to contact his insurance company prior to getting the solar panels. And so he put the solar panels on his roof, and his insurance company dropped him because he didn't inform them beforehand. So I sent him a list of my agents, and he's sending them to his neighbor because you need to let your insurance company know. You want to call them before you ever commit to it. You need to reach out to your insurance company and say, hey, I'm getting a system of this size with this many panels. What will it cost me to add them? It's typically not very expensive to have them covered, but you know, there's probably 30% of solar insurance companies that won't cover solar, but there are quite a few who will. So you just need to reach out to them. And we've given customers our contacts, and oftentimes they've gotten a policy that was cheaper to cover their home like it was before and add the solar panels to coverage. And it's costing them less than it was before. So there are carriers out there who will cover it. You just need to contact them before and inform them. Don't add the solar and then contact them. You know, that doesn't go over very well. So, no. You know, so, but again, like I said, I'm helping a guy out today who's going to go solar, but his neighbor, I'm also helping his neighbor who didn't use us to get a new insurance carrier.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, touching on the removals and the reinstalls, once again, just because that's a huge, huge topic, and we're coming into storm season now. So just be prepared to have your system inspected, and if you need a removal and a reinstall, don't wait. Don't wait until your roofer says they're ready. Go ahead and get the reinstall scheduled as quickly as you can. And then, you know, on the day your roofer says, you know, as on the day your roofer starts to re-roof, go ahead and call us and get that reinstall scheduled so that you don't have to wait any longer than you absolutely have to. That's another PSA, friendly reminder.
Well, and here's another one kind of in conjunction with that. You know, you had mentioned fuel lines, you know, at the gas station backed up. You know, we are coming around the corner for hurricane season. So if you don't want to have to drag the generator out of the garage and run extension mm-hmm. cords all over the house, give us a call because we have multiple forms of backup power where we can ensure that your lights will stay on, you know, God willing, that we don't have a cataclysmic, you know, hurricane that's just going to destroy everything like Hurricane Michael did to Panama City. But I will mention, even then, we did not have any panels detached from a rooftop
really?
In Hurricane Michael. So our panels were still there.
Whoa.
They were still functioning. I mean, some of them might have had some surface damage,
right.
But they were still attached to that rooftop. And so, you know, we do everything that we can do to create a resiliency around our system.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess unrelated specifically to the service of removing and reinstalling a panel, but I guess it all kind of ties in. The Feds raised the rates just recently.
Okay.
Okay. And which means that all the interest rates are going up, including the interest rates on these solar loans. Mm-hmm. So I'm just letting everybody know, starting tomorrow, our financing that we offer, which we have no control over it, but the companies that we offer financing through, the rates are going up. I think everybody knows that last year the price of everything went up. And so, you know, it can be shocking for people that decide to wait to go solar. If you were to get a quote last month and then you got another quote next week, it's going to be a higher price. So if you're thinking about going solar, do it. Do it now. Do it as quickly as you can. Prices are not going down. The price of electricity is not going to go down. It may spike way, way up, mm-hmm. just so that they can bring it down a little bit.
And then make it feel better?
We're supposed to say thank you for that. Yeah. Everybody knows that trick by now, uh-huh. right? Prices go crazy high. You know, inflation may go up to 12% so that we're all thankful when it gets back down to 8%.
That is true. We get
it's
a little
ridiculous.
Grateful, don't we, when it gets a little bit lower.
Right. So, you know, it's just part of the game. You know, we don't control the prices. We're dictated by the market and what we can afford to purchase the equipment at. So, don't wait on this. I have single pane windows at my house. It's an older home, mm-hmm. total fixer upper. And I got a quote a couple years ago, $19,000. I said, I'll wait a little while. And because, I'm going to do this and that. Fast forward 2 years. $55,000 for the same quote, same windows, And mm-hmm. so a lot of people are shocked. We have people that we've quoted for solar years ago, and then they're super shocked by the quote that they get a couple years later. Mm-hmm. And I hate that for them, that the shock of it. Nobody likes to get sticker shocked, but, they usually say, okay, well, I guess I'll just go ahead and do it. Should have done it 2 years ago, but I guess I'll do it now. And it's the same thing for any, even removals. We have people that called us in 2019 for a removal, and they were shocked by the cost to remove the system, mm-hmm. when just 2 years ago it was a much lower cost. But that is just what
that's
the market
does. That's
just
how the economy is all the way around,
it's
right?
Just how it works.
Milk, eggs.
That's it. So don't wait.
But the good news is we have a special right now with our really high quality solar panel for at least this month. So if you're calling in this month, you're going to get a high quality solar panel for a much lower price than what it normally is. And we have the same as cash financing that's very appealing this mm-hmm. year. So far that has been the solar loan that everybody goes with.
Thank you for pulling it out of the doom and gloom.
There's some good things to know about, and you give us a call, you'll be pleasantly surprised at the quality of our equipment. Is really can't get any better. It is the top of the line in the industry,
right.
And 9 out of 10 times, we're the lower cost company, and we're giving you the best quality of equipment. So,
yeah, I guess I just made it sound like we're super expensive. We're actually one of the most modestly priced companies around. That's true, and we use the best equipment, yep. And so we keep our margins smaller so that we can take care of our customers. Because our motto really is, our mission statement is, if we take care of our customers, God will take care of us. Mm-hmm. So one of the ways we do that is by, suppressing our prices as much as we possibly can.
Yep. And, you can't beat our warranty either. With 30 years, panels, inverters, roof, it's, a 30-year warranty. If a company's willing to warranty something for 30 years, that means they believe in the product, that it's going to stand the test of time. So,
absolutely, absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I am here with Compass Solar, Michael Bourgeois, Brian Rickles, and Zach Gilbert with Compass Solar. That's compasssolar.com, 3 S's, 439-0035. Head on to their website. They have all the information you need. Give them a call. If you want to join in this conversation, it's 437-1620. What I do love about Compass Solar, too, is they are local. That is great. That actually is a big deal.
Oh, yeah. We're
that you
all
connect.
Local guys.
You're all local. You're here. You're here in the community. You're here to help whenever you need to. This is not someone out of Tampa. This isn't someone out of,
I live
South
right
Florida.
There in
Montana. I've heard
Montana.
That's
Montana. Yeah.
And so they're here to help you. And, man, they've been around for a very long time. Mm-hmm. They like to educate like you did, Zach. You're like, listen, that's not how it goes.
Definitely.
Educate. You know, because you could have gone in there and you could have sold them something. You know, this is better. Oh. We don't need to remove that tree.
And I'm sure that there are companies that do mm-hmm. that. But I like to sleep at night.
Yeah.
I like to sleep well. So our goal is always truth, honesty, transparency, take care of the customer. Like Michael said, you know, we take care of the customer. God takes care of us. And on that note, I will like to quickly mention, you know, last week when we talked about being local, I talked about, you know, there's a possibility I could run into a customer in the grocery store. Well, mm-hmm. right after that, Friday evening, took my kids to Sonic, get some ice cream with the wife and the kids. I ran into one of my customers at mm-hmm. Sonic. Last night, my son had a performance at his school. I ran into another one of my customers that we did a pool heater for. And she said, oh, hey, Zach. She said, the pool heater's working great. And, you know, we talked for a second, got our kids and, you know, headed out. There was a crowd. But mm-hmm. so, I mean, we do run into our customers quite frequently, and it's not an out of the norm occurrence. So it's always good to be able to have a smile on your face and say, hey, and it be a pleasant experience rather than to have to be like, you know, grab my kids and my wife and duck and dodge people because I've right. done people wrong.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. We've heard of that, haven't we?
Absolutely.
And so it's great that they're local. They want to educate you for sure. And I know something we talk about kind of every week is maybe the federal tax break that you get. I mean, sometimes other solar companies can tell you you're going to get money back. That's not necessarily the case. So be diligent about that. Be aware. Mike, you can.
Yes, absolutely. It's called the ITC, the Income Tax Credit. It's a federal credit. Florida has no state tax, so there's no state benefit for going solar. A lot of the marketing and advertising that you see, and there is a ton of it on social media, it talks about how the government's going to pay you to go solar. It talks mm-hmm. about how
it
solar
does.
Is free, all this stuff. You know, it's not free, and the government's not going to pay you to go solar. They may give you some of your money back mm-hmm. is what it is, a tax credit for the income tax that you have paid. It is 30% of the gross total cost of the project. So it's awesome. It's a phenomenal program. We love it. I mean, that makes solar so affordable, but it's not necessarily going to be just a blanket check for 30% that you get
right.
back at once.
Right, I think some people actually believe that that's what it is.
That would be a rebate. Right. And so this is not a rebate. This is a credit. So you have to consult with your tax professional to find out how you're going to receive the credit. If you don't pay into the income tax system, then there's nothing to give. There's nothing that the IRS can give you. So it sits for you as a credit. So you have to talk with your tax professional about that and to see how that works. Huge red flag is if a solar consultant is sitting with you and they guarantee you're going to get this 30% back, and they don't tell you to consult a tax professional, just, you know, smile, say thanks, and then give us a call.
And just because you don't get it back in let's say you can only get half of the 30% back in the first year, that you have until, I believe, 2032 to claim the other.
Okay, so
it's not just a one-year thing. If you don't get it all in the first year, you have several more years where you can collect the rest of it. So,
that's true. Yeah. Brian's so positive. I'm like, you know, doom, gloom, you know, watch out.
Well, it's just, you know, knowing all the aspects of it. So, you know, it's not just a one and done. You can still claim it for other years.
That's right. You'll still get it. Absolutely. You'll mm-hmm. still get it. But I just, you know, I hate to see people get deceived thinking right. that they're going to get the whole thing in one shot.
I think it's important to absolutely. Show red flags. I mean, absolutely. I don't feel like you're being doom and gloom. I think you're just saying, hey, watch out for this. Yep. If you want to head on over to compasssolar.com, that's compasssolar.com, 439-0035. Some benefits of going solar. You can lower your power bill. You can plan and budget money. You can make a huge positive environmental impact. So there's a lot of reasons to go solar. Head on over there. They're a great company. They're local, and they are here to educate you and help you. We have a lot to unpack here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have a Santa Rosa update, Running Wild with Paul. That's always a good time. And Attorney Terrence Gross at 10:30. So stay tuned.